Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
Real quick, show of hands, who doesn't want to talk about this right now? All three!
Yes!
We're going to talk about things that have been stuck in you. Yeah. I don't even want to do this.
I know.
It's bad.
The thing that was in the news the other day, did either of you have the bravery to go and look at the x-ray?
Absolutely not.
I saw a pic. Oh, no, I
have
not.
The one with the, there's a dude who had a, we want to know what's been stuck in you. Yeah, he had a 3-inch long tweezer in.
That's
in his junk.
Right, a tweezer.
Here's the catch to this story. It had been there for 4 years.
He left it there.
Manscaped once, and it's been in there for.
I don't want to.
He wasn't using the tweezers.
I don't know how you.
That was an accident.
I feel like.
The only thing you could find was tweet.
But why would you?
No batteries laying around.
I know that is something we've learned from stories where some people have put that in there. But yeah,
right.
I saw the X-ray. I really couldn't tell that it was tweezers, but it was definitely, they were open for sure. That's why you couldn't get them.
Oh gosh.
Isn't that?
The heck?
Now, we don't want them all to be junk stuff.
Junk tweez.
But Amber was just regaling us with one about a
hot dog. Big gulp. It's frozen. Some women, you know.
Okay.
And then they de-thaw. In the middle of things, and they have to go to the hospital because they've got a hot dog and
because it breaks.
Yes, correct. Right.
Yeah, some Oscar Mayer. Yeah.
Apparently, bananas also.
Oh, bananas! Frozen bananas,
frozen
or are they?
Bananas. Yeah, yeah.
Why are
that's
we freezing?
What it says here.
Wow. Is it just the cold?
Please tell me that's not true. There was
no one I know doing this.
There's certain. So.
Okay. Didn't Dairy Queen used to sell like a frozen banana treat? I can't just, yeah.
No, I don't think Dairy Queen.
Oh, they don't want to be involved with this story. My bad. Like, Tasty Freeze.
They do a lot for children's hospitals.
Oh, that's true. Okay. Yes.
Therefore, they are kind of like.
My bad.
Yeah, they're building a new Dairy Queen up in my neighborhood. I'm going to run by and.
Get a frozen.
Check the shape of dilly bars.
Bring them out.
Oh, my God, dude.
I know. That's not good.
So we want to know what's it can be. We're hoping more accidental, maybe. Like there's a dude who got a nail stuck in his leg.
I saw that picture.
You did see that?
Yeah, right in the meat of his thigh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I mean.
And it's like flush.
You could. Oh, it's
like
all the way in. There's no.
Yeah, you just barely see the head. And it's like countersink.
Oh, my God.
Into his
gosh.
Thigh, yeah.
3-inch nail. So that's like.
Duh, right?
So was it hit into the bone? Like it was through the flesh and like, so it was a lot, so he couldn't pull it out because it was like literally.
Brutal.
And they show him holding up his thigh and he's taking a picture of his bone.
Oh, yeah.
Document
that first things first.
How tough are you? Like that, I mean.
I'd pull it out right there. What do you mean?
Well, I was asking how tough are you to be able to get the phone out.
Oh,
no way.
Yeah.
You, like, and then you're just like,
I can't get my phone.
So tough.
I'd already be pulling it out. There'd be no time to even get my phone out, Slacks.
Dude, he was working on a pirate ship in a playground, and he accidentally shot himself. Tried to use a pair of pliers to get the nail out himself. His friend had to call an ambulance.
Why don't you use the claw end of the hammer.
Yeah, I know that's what you're supposed to use.
Aren't you?
I feel like wedging that against.
Probably would not.
Oh.
And coming out. Yeah.
Because it's it needs to be on a hard surface to be able to like. And your leg's a little too like.
Well, then just hammer it from the other side. Right on out.
I would now like to graphically describe Steve doing the pantomime of banging a nail out of the backside of someone's leg.
It was a little awkward.
But all right, let's do this. We at least got one story in so far that doesn't involve your junk. So we just want to know what got stuck in you. I've had a lot of things stuck in me. I'm not going to do any personal ones today. No personal stories for me.
Whatever.
I once shoved vitamin. I got vitamins stuck in a girlfriend of mine.
What?
We were being playful.
Wait, can kids hear this story?
Yes.
Okay.
We were being playful, and I don't know why, but I like held her down.
What?
And shoved a vitamin up her nose. And
what?
I shoved.
The niacin or
it was one of the bigger ones, like the what's
the
clear
horse
one?
Ketamine?
No, yes.
Man, I feel bad for your wife.
It wasn't my wife, thankfully. This was a girlfriend at the time.
Wow.
And it was like the omega, the fish oil. It was the clear thing.
Up her nose?
Yes.
Holy smokes.
Jeez.
Did it break open or you left her there. You don't even know.
The awful part of the story is it wasn't stuck in very long, but like then trying to get it out, like you're pushing on the sides of the nose to try to like push it out like a zit. That didn't work. So we had to make a very rough decision.
What?
Go all the way.
You shoved it in her brainstem?
Oh.
It's in her skull.
Yeah. You just had to shove one time and she was like,
oh, and then
it spit it out.
Hopefully,
legit.
Hope she did it in your face.
Because there was a guy that used to come to parties who would like pull spaghetti up his nose and then gag it out his mouth and then do like the thing where it was back
like
and forth.
Floss.
You've seen that, right?
Yeah.
You've seen people do that.
Like doing
yes.
floss?
So we literally had to have a conversation laying there and I'm like, I'm really sorry I did this to you. We have to commit. We're either going to the hospital and we were poor college students. Or we had to like,
you gotta just push it up.
You shoved it up into her head.
I shoved it. I put my pinky in and just went.
Okay,
did she break up with you immediately?
She did not. We stayed together for a while.
Oh, so it became your thing.
Yes, it became our thing. We had a little clinic where we shoved things in other strange people. There's one more story. I can't. Oh, man.
What,
I feel
is this,
bad.
All right.
The other one is somebody got a giant bug in a man's ear. A man in India was complaining of a tickling sensation in his ear.
Hmm.
And then the doctors went in and looked. I mean, have you ever had anything in your...
I actually got the end of a Q-tip stuck in there, but I didn't know it. And then I went to the doctor and they were looking and they're like, you got something wrong with you. And they pulled a whole thing of cotton out.
Holy,
for real?
You didn't know?
No, I had no idea.
You're not supposed to go that deep with one.
I love cleaning my ears. It feels so good.
But you're not supposed,
you're not supposed to.
No, you're just supposed to do like up in here. Not
I go all the way.
Oh, no,
don't.
You still do
it? I do.
I can't.
It's so bad, and it's addicting.
What?
But doctors always say I have very clean ear canals.
Is it addicting to pull out that nice orange plug of goo that's in there? Yeah.
Gross.
She probably doesn't have that because she cleans so often.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think we've learned something about Steve today.
Mine spills out on the pillow. I don't.
Oh my gosh, Shrek! That's so disgusting.
I made candles.
That is so nasty.
It's better than shoving it back in.
Oh, you're right, because you're just shoving other goo in there. Anyway, they don't even say what kind of bug this was, but it was a giant. It was a cricket, I guess.
Jeez.
It was headfirst in his ear canal.
Okay,
a cricket.
Yeah, we don't.
Why do I feel like every call we get, it's because it's going to be a barf fest up in
probably.
Here. All right. Extra credits if it's not in your junk. We want to know what was stuck in you. Amanda.
Yay.
Stuck in you.
Yeah, not so much me, but did a bachelor party with a girlfriend of mine. About a week later, she said, I need to go to the doctor. Guess what was there? Dollar bills.
Where? Oh,
in her. What?
Yeah.
She had currency for like weeks in there?
Well, it was about a week later, then, yeah, of course, a little smell, and so she went to the doctor, and what do you know? Surprise.
You know how filthy money
and is? You can get, like, what was that thing that, toxic shock?
You can.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Gross. She didn't know that one of the bills had gotten away? She didn't?
No, it was a bachelor party. Things tend to get a little crazy, so.
I just.
Occupational hazard.
I suppose that oh my God.
No medical coverage in that field, though, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah, that's out of pocket.
Yeah, that is out of pocket.
Yes.
It's a great way to just summarize her entire story, isn't it? Thank you for the call, Amanda.
Wow.
Stuck in ya. Well, I thought it was going to be nice, but it's a jet.
Yay.
What was stuck in you?
I had a pencil lead stuck in my knee.
Pencil lead? I mean, like, how did it happen?
Well, I was eight, and I had a pencil that was, like, I don't know. It was, like, long. And it just snapped in my knee, and I had to get it dug out.
Oh.
I don't know. Do we have pencil wars or something? Why? I remember having,
right,
like, little chunks that
it
I thought were freckles.
So it was about an inch deep in my knee.
An inch deep?
Dang.
And that's not like an accidental thing. That's right? Somebody stabbed you.
Yeah, it was an accidental thing.
Number two, Eberhard Faber.
Oh, my God. And you did get it out?
We got it out. We went to a local hospital that was, like, not that far from our house at the time.
Grabbed a pencil sharpener and just ground it down.
Grind your knee down. Get your patella out of there. Ow. Thank you for the call, Jet. Stacy.
Yes. Yay.
Yay. What was stuck in you?
Well, it wasn't myself, but it was a story of a woman who had brought a lobster tail home from the grocery store and had used it in her mommy parts. It became stuck, and as she was trying to get it out, it had actually laid eggs in her.
What?
So as it was she was trying to get it out, she ended up passing out and hitting her head, and the ambulance showed up, and they had to remove it, and it had laid eggs in her.
It was alive, snapping and writhing, and...
Well, but she just used the tail part of it.
True. What the...
I don't... How the... I want to think of myself as having a voracious and active imagination when it comes to that. I've never looked at a lobster and like, let's try it.
Right?
Let's give that a whirl.
I know.
There's nothing...
I thought it was just something else.
And it laid eggs.
It laid eggs, and supposedly, you know, that was what freaked her out, because she actually saw that somehow.
Oh, so the eggs part freaked her out. Okay.
So she does have a line, Steve. I don't know if you're catching what she's laying down here, but she's like, I'm good with everything right up until the lobster egg.
Okay. Exactly.
I
know.
I want to be done with this. Joel.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. Stuck in you.
Yep, so I was chasing my brother when we were about 10 years old over a chain link fence, and I slipped and got impaled through my armpit on the sharp ornament, my mother had to come lift me off and take me to the hospital.
Son of a... In the armpit.
Oh, on one of those, the things that they have that are ornate on the top of them.
The nice, ornate, sharp object right up. I had to get 9 stitches in my armpit.
Oh, what the heck?
I'm not...
Yeah.
I'm not great with that.
Yeah.
That is because you're just hanging. You can't get yourself off.
No, and your mom.
Because the weight of you is holding it in there. Oh, God, Joel, that is.
That was called a finial, I think. You got caught on a finial.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for the call. Why?
I know.
Why?
What? I don't know.
I just. If I Google it and find out it's true, I don't know if I'm proud of you.
You just.
Amanda?
Yay.
Stuck in you.
A Barbie golf ball. It was back in the 80s before anybody cared what size kids' toys were. And I got curious and I shoved it up my nose.
The golf ball.
Did you shove it all the way through then? Or how'd you get it out?
I did not shove it all the way through. My mom had to plug my nose on the other side and make me blow it out.
I didn't even think of that!
Farmer blow!
Oh, farmer blow the golf ball out!
Right?
Did you make a hole in one?
Yeah.
That is...
Ow.
That's fun to have stuck in you. Thank you. Levi.
Yay.
Stuck in you.
So I did a medevac in Iraq a couple of years ago, and we got called to this gal that swallowed a toothbrush.
What?
Had it stuck in her throat.
What?
For real?
Holy.
Yeah.
Electric or one of those water pick?
It was a water pick, Steve. Had the whole apparatus.
Ow.
It's just...
Yeah, just a regular toothbrush. Yep. She was on a video call with her boyfriend and wanted to show him how far she could go.
Oh, God.
With a toothbrush.
Oh, okay.
How do you get, how do you shove it down or would you bring it? Okay, never mind. Okay.
Wait, it is a valid question, though. Thank you, Levi.
Okay.
Kim?
Yes, hi.
Hi. Yeah. What was stuck in you?
I had a lead BB stuck in my neck.
Oh, BB gun wars.
Did somebody really shoot you?
Yes. I was also involved. I was also doing some of the shooting.
Yep.
But this one was pretty close range, and it like pierced the skin. Like we could tell, like it was bleeding a little bit.
Oh, and you got to get that out.
Yeah.
So years later, probably 10, 12 years later. Yep. I was having some other work done. They're like,
We took some buckshot out of you. You had an interesting childhood, didn't you? Wow.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.